Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
Ram-a-lama, ding-dong, rock and roll is king.
Big old beats on the check.
Move, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. Move, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. Wallach is in the Town Fair Tire Studios. And this being the first stay, I've been told by our producer, Dan O'Brien, that this being the, because I'm broadcasting from home, Rich is broadcasting from home, and I am told that it's just empty.
John and I were talking about this before the show a little bit, Fred and Rich. Wow. Right, John?
The streets are just like,
just the roads,
apocalyptic.
Just, eerie, like the highway. I mean, especially the highways, you know?
Yeah, the highways are nearly empty. It was just me and the 18-wheelers coming in today.
And there's not many of those either.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, Johnny, making your commute.
Yep.
Just out there in the blue minivan.
Very essential.
Yes. I'm essential personnel, Fred, haven't you heard?
Being an essential employee.
Yep.
Did you print out the little sheet that they gave you?
I got it. It's on the passenger. It's on the passenger seat.
The special sheet that if you get pulled over, it says, I am special. I am essential.
That's right.
Back off.
It's at the ready. Yep.
Yep.
So, Rich, you know how you can get the firefighter license? Like, you know, if you are a firefighter, it says, like, FF on the side.
Yeah.
I just want to get one that has MM, and then they're like, what's that? I'm like, I'm a media member.
That's right. Or you work at a liquor store.
Or look at a liquor store, exactly.
Which is essential employees, is what Charlie Baker did that was, I've said it often. I said, you can take a lot of people will put up with a lot. They'll telecommute. They'll, stay at home. But if you take away the liquor, people are not going to be happy.
Have you guys seen what, I mean, first of all, they added some more trains to the T. I mean, because, you know, obviously they want people to stay spread apart as much as they can. So I guess they've added a few more trains this morning. And have you seen how they're labeling the seats? Like, they're putting these things in the back of, like, every other row of seats that says do not sit here for social distance or for social distancing. So they're making it so you can't sit anywhere close to somebody else in the train, which, by the way, if you're taking the train right now, and I know a lot of people have to, it's got to be terrifying because you heard what they said in New York yesterday. You know, if the doctor, is your Bricks, is that her name, Dr. Bricks? You know, she's at all these press conferences. She came out and said that if you have been to New York recently, then you need to quarantine for 14 days. Like, if you've just been to New York. So anyone who's been to New York, like, recently, I think, was, like, the vague term that they used. And they're saying that one of the main reasons was because if you took like the train, so many people took the train, the coronavirus stays on like steel and metal, like on the poles in there, I think for like upwards of 3 days. So if you were on there, you essentially got it. And you think of how many people use the train in New York City, and then those people went and spread it to everybody out there. So they're just saying, well, essentially the entire city was infected. So that's why I see this thing how they're adding stuff to the MBTA, and I know a lot of people got to use it to get to work, but to me that would be the most terrifying. Like I would want to cover myself up with like, you know, some sort of hazmat suit just so I didn't touch anything.
I've seen pictures of people doing that. Actually, yeah, oh, getting on trains in hazmat suits.
Dude, well, it's a process just opening a box when it arrives at my house. I couldn't imagine getting on the T.
Yeah, that's you.
That's craziness, Rich.
What, opening a box?
No, keeping it in quarantine for 48 hours before opening it.
Well, so what I'm doing now is that I go outside and I go outside and there's like a back entrance into like our garage. So what I'll do is I'll take it and I'll wear gloves and I'll pick it up and try not to let it touch any of my clothes or anything. I'll just pick up my gloves and keep it in the garage for 2 days. And then when I go open it, you should be fine. But what I still do is I spray the box with Lysol. And when I open it, I take a little bit of a Clorox wipe over to where I'm going to open it. And then it's fine. So even like when I get groceries, I'll like put them in we've got like a little refrigerator that we put in, like a little cooler for the stuff that we have to cool. That's in the garage. We'll put that in there. And then I'll let the other stuff sit for 2 days before I bring it into the kitchen. So that's not crazy. I mean, 24 hours is how long it's supposed to last on cardboard. But like metal surfaces, that's like upwards of 3 days, they're saying. So no. Boxes, that's not crazy to do that, to put it in like a self-quarantine. If you open it up, well, it stays on cardboard for 24 hours at least.
Do you get takeout food?
Nope.
See, well, I mean, a lot of us do. And, you know, I don't spray it with Lysol. I mean, I just, you know, you got to support the business.
So apparently it stays in the air for 3 hours on like copper, like a penny. I don't know if you're touching money right now. You're crazy. For 4 hours. Cardboard, it's 24 hours. Stainless steel is 2 to 3 days. And like plastic stuff like Tupperware, that's 3 days. So the stainless steel one is like the scariest because, I mean, just think about that. I mean, just riding a train or like going to a gas station, you know, you, having to, you know, put gas in your car, you know, you like something like that, you got to wear gloves if you're going to do that.
So when you go out and shop for food, you don't touch the food for 2 days?
No, I don't.
How do you put the food in the cart?
Well, so there's a place here that's the first time I went was, last time I was inside a grocery store was not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before. Like, that's the last time I was actually, like, around a group of people. And when I went there, I used gloves when I went shopping. And then, since then, I've only had to do one kind of emergency deal. And there's a place that if you pull your car up, if you order in advance and you open up the back of your car, they'll come out and put it in the back of your car. And then you can close it and then take off. And although I've tried to just... I'm not eating that much, and we're trying to eat everything we have so I don't have to go to the store that much. Like, going to the store like right now is kind of a nightmare, although the numbers of people have kind of calmed down from when this whole thing first started. I think it's because everyone loaded up on enough food. But, yeah, so, no, that's how I do it. I haven't been since the past Saturday except for the one time I went to a place and they put it in the back of my car for me.
So what have you been doing?
What do you mean?
Just in general. How is your? What do you do during the day?
Just what everyone else is doing. Just staying at home. You know, I walk the dog. I've been riding my bike. That's one thing I have been doing.
Yeah, Fred. He's riding his bike.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Jaffe offered you a bike ride yesterday.
That's right.
He said
now,
no.
Now, when you ride your bike, do you wear gloves?
No, because it's my bike. I'm the only one touching it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just you don't want to touch the stuff that other people could have touched or coughed on, but it's my bike, which I keep in my garage, so I'm fine.
John, are you wiping down your groceries?
I'm not. And I went to a grocery store, I want to say, what's today? Today's Wednesday. I think I went last Friday was the last time I went. But I can't shop for all these groceries and then the idea of buying groceries for 2 weeks at a time, I mean, that's so much money. I can't physically do that. I'm going to run out of food before that period of time happens. I have to go back.
Yeah, we have no food. We're just ordering takeout.
I see. That's one thing I agree with Rich on. I will not order takeout. I will not go pick it up. I won't do that. I'll go
now.
To the
in the meantime, store. In the meantime, we have bought a ton of gift cards for restaurants that we like because I know it's tough for them. But I'm just not. I'm not going to eat takeout right now. But I mean, I do think they need the support right now. So that's the. I mean, if you can, that's a good way to do it. But no. I got to cook my own food.
No, not us. We just eat it. It comes to the house, we eat it. It's the way it's going here.
Bike rides. Come on over to the Toucher house. Hang out for a while.
Dave, go ahead. You're on line one.
So a couple of things. It just came out today on CNN or Fox News that they've been doing testing on the first cruise ship, the Princess.
Yeah.
And it shows that the virus is living 17 days after on surfaces. Now, mind you, they don't know if the virus is still infectious, but they are showing that it's still the germs are still there 17 days after.
That's so nuts.
I don't know if, like, you know, they were saying in the beginning that packages should stay out for, like, 2 days or whatever. Now, with that new info, who actually knows?
So I think it's... It depends on what the surface is. At least that's according to. And we're actually going to have Dr. Oz on with us at 7:20. He's been doing a lot of stuff about the coronavirus. He's been talking on a bunch of TV shows about it. So it's going to be nice to have somebody who knows what they're talking about when it comes to this. But according to most stuff that I've read, I think I saw this on. It might have been the CDC website, but cardboard it's 24 hours and stainless steel it's 2 to 3 days. But I did see that right there. I saw that thing about the Princess cruise ship, which is nuts. I think weren't there only like 17 people total on that ship who ended up having it because they did a good job quarantining them and keeping them in the rooms.
Yeah, and the fatality rate on those I think is almost none. But line two, go ahead, Matt.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey,
Rich. I think you're a little crazy with some of the things you're doing, but I just wanted to let you know that you're not alone. I'm actually out delivering every day and to people's homes, and some people won't even let me, like, get near their deck or anything. I've had people, like, yell at me out the window, like, hey, stay right there. I'll come down and grab everything or whatever. So you're not alone, but I do think that you're a little extreme, but you have a family and everything, so I don't. Stay safe, guys.
Well, the touchless delivery is something that, you know, everyone's doing. These delivery companies, like, it's great. They're very smart on the apps. They'll have a little thing where you can leave it, you know, to let them aware that you can just leave it on the front doorstep. That's smart. I mean, that's kind of the way you got to do it, you know. Unfortunately, that's what they're recommending. And so, yeah, maybe it's having it sit there for, you know, 24 hours to 2 days before I open it is dumb. But at least it's, you know, it would kick my ass if I knew that I had gotten sick because something I had read from, like, the CDC website, you know, I didn't do something that they told me to do, that they warned me to do. And why not? Like, I don't care. Like, I can wait 24 hours to open up most packages. Like, I don't need it right then. So I'm good.
All right. What's coming up, Rich?
Well, Tom Brady ended up speaking to the media for the first time as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. We will get to all that audio.
All right. We will be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Dutcher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
This guy is a piece of work, huh?
Dutcher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Dutcher and Rich.
Holy moly. That came fast. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich. How long was that? Like,
I think that's kind of the usual time.
that was a little shorter, Fred, but it was close to the original time. Close to the original time.
I'm just used to, I mean, I've been on the station since 2006. I'm used to, my body kind of tells me what's going on. All right, Rich, what's going on?
Well, yesterday was the day many Patriots fans thought would never happen. Tom Brady conducts his introductory press conference for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Boy, was it weird. Gone were the expected photo ops of Brady standing next to Bruce Arians, holding up his new pirate-themed jersey for all to see. Nope. In the days of the coronavirus, all we got were bad phone lines, awkward silences, and hard-hitting questions from the Tampa media with things like, "Hey, Tom, tell us about being great." Like, the first, like, five or six questions, I was thinking, is this real? He has got to be saying to himself, "Oh, my God, am I in heaven? I will never have to answer a tough question for the rest of my football career." And then finally, some of the Boston media was able to get through and ask some of the questions that we actually wanted to hear being asked.
Hey, Tom, congrats on signing with Tampa Bay and starting your new journey down there. I have a question about your leaving New England, your departure here. Robert Kraft did several interviews the other day, or whenever that was, when you left, stating that this was really what you wanted, that leaving New England was what you wanted, and that if you had wanted to come back to the Patriots, they would have made a deal happen, but that you leaving and you wanting to start elsewhere was what you wanted to do. Would you agree with that assessment?
Again, I'm not responsible for, you know, how other people, you know, will say certain things. I think Mr. Kraft has been a great influence in my life, and I'm so grateful for 2 decades. You know, I referenced that the other day. It's been an amazing thing for my family, and I'm sure when I'm done playing, I'll look back and have a chance to really reevaluate, you know, my entire career. But, you know, at the same time, I'm excited for, you know, this opportunity that I have. I can only speak to how I feel. You know, I wrote about that in my social media the other day. You know, this was getting to be a free agent, having the opportunity to join the Bucs was something that I was really excited about, and that's where we're at, where we're at.
Sounds like he was trying to take the high road, yet at the same time say, "I'm not responsible for what other people are saying." Maybe kind of calling out Robert Kraft a little bit there for putting it on Tom Brady for leaving.
Yeah, so I think that's exactly what he's doing. Is he saying that is misinformation, mm-hmm. that he would have stayed if there was an actual respectable offer that was brought his way?
Yeah, if somebody doesn't make you an offer, they don't want you to stay. Like, that's the one thing I've, throughout all of this, I've been like, you could say you wanted to stay all you wanted. You never made the guy an offer, so obviously you didn't do everything you could to get him to stay. Yeah, just the way that everything is being spun is, I guess, to be expected. But he was finally asked, or he was asked right here by Karen Garigian about that final meeting with Robert Kraft.
When in your mind did you officially cut the cord with the Patriots, and how hard was it to tell Robert and the Patriots you were moving on?
It was really, you know, the night that I had stopped by and seen, spoke with Mr. Kraft and asked if I could come over and see him, and we spoke and we had a great conversation, you know, and I just wanted to express what he's meant to me in my life, and we spoke with Coach Belichick at the same time. We were at different locations, so we talked to him, and it was a great conversation, and got a chance to talk to Jonathan Kraft as well. And, you know, all three of those guys have been involved in so many important decisions in my life, but career related, personal related. You know, I leave there with just great admiration for the people in that organization, and it's a world-class first-class organization in every way, and I wanted to leave it that way, too. So I know the Patriots have a great team. They always do. They have great players, great leadership, great coaches. You know, I certainly wish them the best. For me, you know, I've got to transition and focus on the opportunity that I have to, you know, make the current situation I'm in as best I possibly can. And, you know, they hired me to do a job here, and I'm going to go in there and do it like you've always seen me do for a long time, like, you know, the fans have always seen me do, like opposing coaches, my teammates have seen me do, and I'm going to give it everything I got like I've done everything in my life for as long as I've been playing this sport.
Oh, get used to it, Tampa. That is someone saying a lot of words and saying nothing right there.
But with a smile on his face. That's the other thing.
That is checking out about halfway through that answer.
That's words, wordsy words.
Yeah, he's just better than you at this. Trust me.
Although
that was just stopping paying attention.
Right. Yeah. Although there was one question that I thought was really good, and it was asked by Jeff Howe. And it was about the report that, you know, Kraft said if Brady wanted it, like, what would it take? What would it have taken for him to stick around?
What would it have taken for you to stay in New England?
I don't want to talk about the past because that's not relevant to what's, you know, important in my, you know, future and what's going on this offseason for me. And like I said, I had nothing but 2 decades of an incredible experience and learning from some of the best players and the best coaches, the ownership of the team. You know, I think for all of us, you know, things in life can change and you got to be able to adapt and evolve. With each of those changes become different opportunities to learn and grow. And that's where I'm at. You know, anytime you leave somewhere, it's very emotional. And I've had my, you know, the transition with, I would say, is very emotional with a lot of guys that I've talked to that I've shared the field with. You know, the relationships are what matter most to me. You know, I'm going to be friends with my teammates, my former teammates and coaches for the rest of my life. You know, that's not going to leave just because I'm wearing a different jersey. But at the same time, for me, the new jersey I'm wearing, I'm prepared to give them the every bit of commitment that I've had my entire career to be the best I could be to help this team be the best it could be. I did say there's not one person that, you know, that makes a team. It's every single person doing their job every day that's committed and determined to be the best. I'm a very disciplined quarterback. I try to follow the things I'm committed to, and I try to work every day to be the best I could be. And
just
that's
be the
what
best.
I'm going to try to push
the past is the past. The present is the present. Future is the future.
And with a wave of his hand, he said, "These are not the droids you're looking for."
Get ready, Tampa Bay. That's what you're about to get.
My God.
And it's perfect. If you're an organization, you're like, excellent. Because at the time, and he's got that thing where you leave, it's like, wow, man, he really told us something. Then he looked down at your notes like,
nope.
These are just words.
Nope.
Yeah. Like, these don't mean anything.
Yeah, that was, again, he's got a marvelous gift of just getting you to stop paying attention to him.
It's great.
Almost immediately.
I had that pulled up yesterday, and I was listening to it, and I'm like, this is just mind-numbingly boring. Yeah. Like, really the only real nugget that you got. First of all, those were good questions that were asked. I think all the ones that the guys, you know, Karen Garigian and Jeff Howe and Volan, I thought they were really good questions. But, I mean, you got Tom Brady answers there. And the only real nugget that you got was that he essentially said that what Robert Kraft said isn't true, but right. He didn't want to be a dick about it. And he went out, obviously, on the high road. Good. We kind of expected him to do that. But Bruce Arians afterwards did an interview on ESPN with his cool fat guy hat, and he was asked about the tipping point about when he knew that Tom Brady was interested.
Let me ask you this. What was the tipping point? At what point did you realize that he wasn't just kicking the tires, that in fact he was interested in seeing who was out there and where he might play next?
Yeah, I think for me it was when he made his announcement. You kind of had a feeling as it drew out that maybe he was not going to go back, but that maybe they were just hammering out a contract. So you never know a free agency with the tags and everything. We knew he wouldn't be tagged. So it was just a matter of waiting and seeing.
What a coup, man. I wonder how much Bruce Arians just straight up coming out at the combine and saying that they love Tom Brady. Like whether or not Tampa Bay was even really on the radar for him. Like, whether that was something that he had even really been, like, seriously considering, because that name wasn't even thrown out there for the first several months of people talking about where he was going. And really, the talk just started once Bruce Arians made that comment, because I remember everyone's reaction was like, oh, yeah, like, Tampa Bay, sure, fine. Right, and I wonder
then he only got 2 offers. And so he had to choose between the two of them.
Well, that's not really fair, because Tom Brady had not like shown any seriousness to the Raiders. Like the Raiders, I think, were one that would have given him an offer. Like they were somebody that would definitely be interested in him. So it would have been the Raiders and it would have been the Chargers.
I'm not positive that the Raiders had any real interest. I mean, he would have at least used them as leverage. So,
sure.
I mean, right. So, and he didn't. I think that it came down to there was two teams that really wanted him. I mean, the Raiders made a signing almost immediately. Who'd they sign?
Mariota.
Like, almost immediately.
Yep.
Yeah.
But Mariota was to be a backup no matter what.
I understand.
No, but that shows support for Derek Carr. I mean, yes. they signed Mariota to be one of those backups like Tannehill was in Tennessee.
Right.
You know?
I think that it was between the Chargers and Tampa Bay. I don't think he had much of a, you know, much wiggle room. I mean,
I just wonder if Bruce Arians, like, you can give him all the credit in the world for being the one that put that in the universe and made it happen. You see, I think that was more like once Arians said something publicly, Tom started thinking about going, you know what? That has a chance to work. You know, it's Tampa Bay. I understand that. But it is East Coast. And it is a team that's got a decent amount of weapons. They'll probably give me whatever I want. So this doesn't sound too crazy. And I think up until that point, he was thinking he was going West Coast and he was going to be out in L.A. And then this came up.
I think what happened is his agent said, we're open for business. And two teams said, okay. And then he had to pick one of them.
Yeah, and he picked the one that's closer to his family.
Right.
Technically speaking, I mean, with private plane money, it doesn't matter all that much. But still, technically, he's closer
to his
family. It's
still a six-hour flight. But, yeah, that's exactly what happened is that they said, we're open for business, and I guess much to his chagrin, I would imagine it was a little embarrassing. He probably figured there'd be like eight teams clamoring for him. There was only two.
Yeah, he's probably called Vrabel and said, really, Ryan effing Tannehill? You're going to give him all that money instead of signing me? Really? That's the direction you guys want to go in? All right, screw you. I'm going to Tampa.
They signed Tannehill, and then Oakland signed Mariota to back up Carr, and the two teams went, okay, can you imagine that? You're the greatest quarterback of all time, and only two teams want you. Not good. All right.
I think the true heartbreak for him, though, is the 49ers. I mean, you could tell that he really wanted that one.
He said, I guess, you know, behind the scenes, he was saying that was going to be the ideal situation.
But that's another slap in the face. Really? You're going to re-sign. You're going to keep my backup over a chance to win a Super Bowl. You guys came within one quarter of winning a Super Bowl. And if I go there, you're going to win a Super Bowl. And you're going to keep my backup over me.
I'm sure the whole process was super disappointing for him. I mean, he probably assumed, as we all did, that, I mean, we thought up to eight teams would be competing for him. Nope. And then it turned out there was two. So, I mean, he got what he wanted, but I'm sure his dream wasn't to go to Tampa Bay and to play with Bruce Arians.
Oh, don't be silly. Whose dream isn't going to go to Tampa Bay? Come on, Fred. General, in life.
I'm just a little jealous that he gets to go to Ybor City whenever he wants. All right, what's coming up, Ridge?
All right, we got some more NFL news involving the draft and, unfortunately, some sad indications that maybe this NHL season isn't going to start anytime soon.
All right, here
we go. Toucher and Ridge.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy
all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
.985 the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on, sir?
Bill Belichick might be a gruff sort of person, but he's really good at writing these statements when players end up leaving. Yesterday, Stephen
Gaskowski.
What's it is? It's Pink Stripes who does all of this.
Yeah, you know that it's Ernie Adams. He's just saying, "Bill, I'll have it for you. Don't worry.
I got it taken care of there.
I got it taken care of, baby."
It's like it's nice statement Mad Libs, and Ernie Adams just like plugs in the name. He's got them all written and ready to go.
I like to think he's like Harvey Keitel in Pulp Fiction, except for nice statements.
He's the wolf. He's the wolf of Patriot player statements.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry, I'll clean up the mess. Don't you worry.
He released something yesterday about Stephen Gaskowski that said, "I've had the privilege of coaching some of the best specialists in the NFL, and Stephen Gaskowski is one of them." Stephen, that's not very nice. That sounds just like he's just one of them. Stephen has had many highlights over his 14 years as a Patriot, and one of the most impressive was the way it began when he succeeded the most accomplished kicker in NFL history. For some, this may have been too difficult a challenge, but from his rookie year, Stephen exuded immaturity and confidence that demonstrated that he was up to the task. He made several crucial kicks his rookie year and established a top level of performance and consistency for years and years to come. Stephen is a great teammate who made outstanding contributions over a decade of championship football. So there you go. Ernie Adams or Bill Belichick, whoever you believe wrote that. And it looks like the NFL draft might be moved back. The NFL had planned on holding it from April 23rd to 25th. Remember, there was that really elaborate thing they were going to do at the Bellagio Fountains in Las Vegas, where when they called their name, the dude was going to get on a boat and then be brought out to the middle of it and then get his hat out in front of the fountains and something that was going to...
saving themselves the embarrassment of this happening.
I was about to say, can you imagine just the awkwardness of how long that whole process would end up taking?
It was just such a bad idea. Such a bad idea.
So there's probably a lot of people who are going, yes, thank goodness. But because yesterday Roger Goodell ended up putting out a press release saying that many facilities are going to shut down completely except for one or two personnel, it looks like that is going to possibly change the timeline. Now, one thing that they have already announced is that this is going to be not obviously something like they had planned in Vegas, but it was going to be a televised event, and most of these signings would be done over the phone, over Skype, that or most of the announcements that way, where the player would actually be at home, and they would have a video showing them with
Rich,
their family or whatever like that.
Rich, didn't I read something last night that said there was an NFL GM subcommittee that voted unanimously, or 6-1, however you want to look at it, that they want everything moved back, but Goodell fired back at about 9 o'clock last night and said, no, we're going to do this on April 23rd.
So, yeah, okay, hang on. Not heard that Goodell has said definitely that he wanted to stay that way. Is that something that you saw last night?
Yes. Adam Schefter and Diana Rossini both reported about 9 o'clock last night.
Ah, well, how about that? The show must go on, according to...
Who cares if there's a crowd?
Exactly.
Like, who cares
they canceled everything in Vegas. There's no public events. There's no draft. I mean, do it over the phone.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's all who the team takes.
It's fine.
The guys from ESPN and the NFL Network, you know, broadcast from somewhere, you know, do the same thing you've always done. I don't need the player there.
And the other part of it is, I understand where the NFL GMs are coming from. Well, we can't, you know, all physicals have been canceled. We're not getting a chance to look at any of these guys. We're taking a huge risk drafting these people. I mean, imagine if you're Miami and you want Tua Tagovailoa worse than water. And that guy has a great history of being hurt. He's coming off a major hip injury. He had both ankles surgically repaired in the last 2 years. and you're going to bet your future with the number 5 overall pick on a guy who, when he's healthy, is great, but can't stay healthy. Are you really going to draft him at number 5 without a physical?
Well, you could have an independent physician without the team coming over there to check him out. I mean, there's ways that you can do it. Yeah, I mean, they're not going to have a draft where they haven't given these guys. And first of all, they were at the combine.
I was about to say, isn't that what the combine's for most of these players? I know some of them.
But a lot of the quarterbacks didn't throw. A lot of the quarterbacks didn't participate.
But, you know, Tom Brady had an independent physician go over to his place and give him a physical.
Before
the
NFL put the kibosh on all league-related physicals yesterday.
So you can't. So you can't even have like a doctor who that both sides agree on to go over to somebody's
apparently
house and check them out.
All NFL related physicals have been suspended until further notice. This came out a couple of days ago. Apparently, Cam Newton got in just under the wire and he's healthy. And Brady had his done last week, so that was fine. But I think that extends to any NFL official being involved.
Well, as a GM, I'd be pissed. But as a member of the TV watching public, I want the draft. And I want it on the 23rd. I want it when it's supposed to be.
Yes. So. And the players being there is of no consequence to me. I don't care. I mean, you know, again, like I said, have, you know, a booth with ESPN and have a booth with the NFL Network. And there you go. That's all I need. Yeah, I want a little Kuiper, a little McShay. they gotta make their money.
By the way, Fred, unfortunately, Robbie Anderson has agreed to a deal with the Panthers.
Right.
How are you feeling this morning? Are you still confident they're going to win the division now that Robbie Anderson is somewhere else?
They gave him $17 million for 1 year and then $20 million over the length of the of the 2 year contract. Yeah, I'm pretty he really deserved that.
Well, I understand whether or not he deserves it. He's not playing for your team.
Excuse me, I was having a. I was wetting my beak.
Gotcha.
There's 5,000 receivers in the draft. I think they'll be okay.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, there is. I mean, there's three rounds of deep of receivers in the draft.
No, you're right. It is a very wide receiver deep draft. I just looked at a mock draft this morning that had the Patriots taking that kid from Alabama, Ruggs. So, I mean, look, there are a lot of receivers there, but in order for the Jets to go win the division, whatever number one receiver the Jets draft in the first round has to hit immediately.
Which receiver should. Hence the problem with the Patriots in their drafts.
Didn't Cleveland take a whole bunch of them? Didn't Detroit take a bunch of them that didn't hit?
Well, I mean, that was Matt Millen. And Roy Williams, or whatever the hell his name was a decent receiver.
Mm-hmm.
They took a drug addict. Then they took Calvin Johnson.
No, but Charles Rogers and Roy Williams didn't really work out as a high first-round pick.
Was a different, was an okay receiver, and Charles Rogers was a drug addict.
Yes.
So, I mean, yeah. And Matt Millen was the GM, and he took three receivers in a row with high first-round
picks. Top 10 picks, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so, no.
Okay.
You have the worst GM in the history of the sport.
All right. You're sticking to your hot take. I appreciate that. You're sticking with it. I like it.
They're the best quarterback in the division.
But without weapons to throw the ball to, you have a problem.
He's got a very above average tight end. He's got a Le'Veon Bell.
Who got the ball 70% of the time last year.
Well, I don't know. They didn't have an offensive line, and now they're very deep at offensive line.
Okay.
You know, even before the Robbie Anderson news, Vegas had them in last place in the AFC East.
Well,
behind Miami. It's the Kyle Van Noy factor.
Yeah.
That's Vegas saying, they want the New York money coming in.
Yeah, that's it. Vegas is doing Jet fans a favor. You post long odds, you know, you bet on the Jets, and when they win the division, everyone cashes in.
Don't
bet against the boogeyman South.
That's right.
That's
very
right.
Careful. Yep.
That's right. It is the boogeyman South. And it's worked so well for Detroit. But, yes, I do believe the Jets can win that division because they have far and away the best quarterback. Josh Allen is really something. And then you got Fitzmagic.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got some jabroni for the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Stiddy. Stiddy's quarterback for the Patriots.
Yeah, the Stidman. Stidman. All right, Rich, we'll be back. What will we talk about?
All right, let's get to the unfortunate NHL news that I think the writing's on the wall here.
All right, we'll be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher.
I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Rich.
You would think you were at a children's birthday party.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, there's bad news on the NHL front.
Yeah, just kind of a bad sign. And it might have actually been Big Jim Murray who broke this news, but it's everywhere now. Usually they wait to do this until the season's over or whether the playoff run is done, but the ice has been melted at the TD Garden. Usually stays intact throughout the rest of the season. That just seems to be an indicator that there's not going to be hockey in the building anytime soon. Now, I know the NHL has still been saying that they hope the playoffs could be either later in the spring or perhaps even over the summer, but it seems to be not really looking good as of right now. Mark Cuban, however, has been talking about wanting to continue the season, and he believes that still sometime in May might be a realistic date. Dan, you got me put it up there, buddy? There you go.
I don't want to speak for the league, but just, you know, talking out loud here, just hypothesizing, I think we can play 5 games to get guys back in the groove and then go into the playoffs and maybe make the first round 5 games instead of 7 and then just have and play it out from there, depending on when we start, obviously. I think that we start to really come out of this in 6 weeks, and that's where, you know, instead of, you know, not leaving your house, you can leave your house, and instead of gatherings limited to 10 people, you can go to 25 people, and that gives us a chance to play a game probably without fans, without an audience.
You see, the easing back into the NBA playoffs is exciting to me. Like all the things they're proposing seem really interesting. Like the 5-game first round instead of a 7-game or just 5-game rounds. I like that. I also think that having the first couple rounds without any fans seems kind of interesting as well. You can hear them trash talk a little bit more. It would be weird, and it would be strange, especially, you know, seeing that if, you know, the Celtics were to win the first round in a dramatic fashion, you know, there's no crowd there for it. I don't know. All of this seems really interesting and kind of
just
fun.
You can hear Heimson just echoing through the building.
Right?
Just as like, he yells and screams. But that's what they're saying. They're saying, you know, the one good thing about being on the East Coast is they're saying that this is going to peak earlier than in the Midwest. So I've heard May 1st as a date where this starts going down. So perhaps he is right. Perhaps that is something that could happen.
Did you, Dan just told me my headphones, I guess Prince Charles, is that right? Just was tested.
He has the Rona.
Oh. Wow.
Royal family.
I just like that if you're rich, you get this. Like, no one else gets it.
Get the test, too, but he came back positive, Fred.
Yeah, I know, but they're all positive.
Well, you can get it now if you have symptoms.
Where?
I mean, you have to call your healthcare provider, but I mean, there's people getting the test now.
Not everybody.
Normal people.
Not everybody.
I mean, if you have symptoms and you want the test, like there are, now you're right, not everybody, but there are a lot of people who can get it now.
If it's acute, Rich, you can, but if you have, you know, the normal, the chills and you're not feeling well, the best, I have two people I know that are going through this now within the last 24 hours. The doctors just told them to self-quarantine and stay home.
Now, do they have it? Like, is it? Are they feeling like shortness of breath?
Not shortness of breath. As I said, if you feel acute symptoms, pneumonia symptoms, like, all right, come on in here and get tested. But if you have the chills and you have a fever, they're just telling you to stay home. These are only in two instances. I mean, this is not a wide-ranging questionnaire here. But
I think they don't want to flood up the hospitals right now with people who just have things that, you know, aren't life-threatening at the time. I mean, it stinks that we're at that point, but
they also have no tests, so I mean, that's another problem. They're too busy giving them out to famous people.
So this is kind of wild. Carl Anthony Towns last night put on Instagram a post about his mother, who was diagnosed with the coronavirus, who apparently right now is in a coma and connected to a ventilator. Here he is on his Instagram.
You know, I think it's important that everyone understands the severity of what's happening in the world right now with this coronavirus. I was told early last week my parents weren't feeling well. My first reaction to her was to go seek medical attention immediately. There's no reason to wait. You know, just go to the nearest hospital. And after a couple of days of not getting and showing any signs of improvement, was very adamant on the first day to go to a hospital, you know, seek further evaluation. Specifically, me and my sister, I told her she needs to get checked for corona. I don't think anyone really understood what it was, you know, with a deteriorating condition. And she kept getting worse. She kept getting worse. The hospital was doing everything it can. I was doing everything I could. She just wasn't getting better. Her fever was never cutting from 103, maybe go down to 101.9 with the meds. And then she was deteriorating. She was deteriorating from her eyes. We always felt that the next medicine would help. The next one would help. This is the one that's going to get it done. This mixture is going to get it done. This disease needs to not be taken lightly. Please protect your families, your loved ones, your friends, yourself. Practice social distancing. Please don't be in places with a lot of people. Just how is your chances of getting this disease? And this disease is not. It's deadly. It's deadly. And we're going to keep fighting on my side, me and my family. We're going to keep fighting this. We're going to beat it. We're going to win. I hope my story helps.
Crazy, man. So that is she's in a coma right now. And another thing too is, I don't know if you've heard this, but you know Rudy Gobert, who was the first one in the basically the guy who shut down the NBA when he was the first player to be tested positive, he says he's lost his sense of smell and taste, and I think that's one of the symptoms as well. He says he hasn't been able to smell anything for like the last week.
That is one of the symptoms they're saying now. So no smell or taste. And then make $5 million and you can get yourself a test. It seems like there's, my friends, the disparity between the haves and the have-nots. All right, Rich, what is this thing we're about to do?
In this dark time, we need to be inspired. And I have found somebody we're all familiar with, who has taken to the internet and said, let me be your beacon of light through the darkness.
And then we talked to Dr. Oz for the second time in my life.
It's been a long time since Minneapolis, Fred.
I know it has. There's going to be no commercials here, just the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Spring. Field.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.